ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of the Bring Something to the Table podcast. My name is John. I am one of your hosts, and joining me, as always, is the very lovely.
Hello, people. This is Ashley.
Ashley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic.
Dude, I'm doing great.
Good.
It's Friday.
I didn't ask you, but I'm glad you're doing good.
You know, I'm just excited.
Oh, I'm excited.
You know,
for
I just want to jump into it. You know, we're off work.
Yes, we
you know,
are.
We're finally recording first episode.
Yep, first episode.
It's just there's just so much going on right now.
Yeah,
I just don't even know. I just don't know what to do.
Right.
But like we said, if you don't know by now, you are listening to the Bring Something to the Table podcast.
Yes, thank you for listening.
And every week we're going to bring you something a little bit different to the table.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's happy. Sometimes it's sad. And maybe it'll be a little funny here and there,
yeah.
You know? You just never know what's going to come to the table.
Or it's just out there.
Exactly. So, Ashley, why don't you tell the people that are listening, what exactly are we bringing to the table tonight?
All right, people. So, tonight, we are going to be talking about social media.
Ooh, That one's a little tough.
Yes,
are you
is.
Sure you want to talk about social media episode one?
I mean, why not?
Hey, if we're going to start anywhere... Why not social media?
Exactly.
You know? If we can break down social media, I think we're going to be all right.
Well, it kind of goes with what we were talking about in our disclaimer episode, which if you haven't listened to, we recommend you go back and listening.
Go ahead and give us those clicks.
Yeah, so you know what you're getting yourself into.
Exactly.
But yeah, we hit a little bit on social media and how it's hard to have those personal conversations.
Yeah, you can't have those face-to-face one-on-ones and tell the tone of a person through social media, because I've had plenty of arguments via social media because maybe it was something random they posted about politics or something they could have posted about puppies.
Yeah.
You just don't know the tone of voice in somebody unless you're actually face-to-face, and I think we lost a lot of that with social media.
Yeah, I mean, it's become very impersonal. You know, the social media has really connected us across the globe, you know, but it's also become so impersonal, you know, because you're not having those conversations with people anymore, you know, where you're face to face, where you can listen to their voice, where you can hear their tone, where you can see their facial expression, when you get that energy exchange, you know. So it is becoming very impersonal. And I think that is a lot of the issue that a lot of people have with it.
So what are some conversations that you feel that we cannot have on social media that we need to have in person? Like, you know.
Everything.
I guess. I mean, but if I'm telling you to go to the grocery store and just pick up some flour, I think that can be a social media thing.
These things happen.
Hey, look.
Oh, my grandmother, bless her heart.
Does she do social media?
She does.
Really?
Yes. And she gets confused, but
okay.
That's just because there's so many platforms out there, you know. And for, you know, her generation, well, I can't say for all that generation.
Okay,
but,
okay.
Because there are some very tech-savvy older folks. And
Okay, so right now it sounds like our grandmothers are different.
Right.
Because my grandmother... wants nothing to do with anything technology wise. All the new social media platforms, the internet. She don't even care what the internet is. She still pays all her bills in person. She drives it. This whole COVID thing, and I know we can't say that word, you know, it might get censored out here.
Right?
But the whole COVID thing, she was freaking out because she didn't know how she's going to pay her bills. Because she doesn't use the internet. She doesn't use social media. So, yes, social media can be negative. But it also has some positive benefits where it comes to paying your bills, keeping in touch, checking on that person if they're okay, saying if such and such is sick or not.
Yeah.
It's on social media. But we do have those people that will never, and I mean never, according to my grandmother, touch anything that has to do with social media. She thinks it's the devil.
Well, my grandmother, I think she really got on to keep in touch with all of her kids and her grandkids. There's just so many of us.
Wow.
There are so many of us.
A huge litter, huh?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's the proper term.
Right?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
If we can use
we'll
that.
Go with it.
Okay, yeah. You're welcome, internet. You're
right.
Welcome.
But yeah, there's a bunch of us. And you know, she's always been one of those people to... She likes to send out the snail mail and, you know, okay, write so letters. Okay,
so she still uses email, yeah. Which is like...
handwritten, like snail mail. Oh, like real okay, snail okay. mail.
You mean like... look, I'm thinking of the regular email is snail mail at this point. Because I feel like social media is so direct, you're getting it then and there. I barely check my email. It takes me forever to get to that.
Well, she's always been one to do that, do the actual handwritten letters. That's and she cute. Still does it. You know, she'll send us birthday cards, you know, where she has a written out letter. But, you know, with the younger, you know, the grandkids, you know, they're all into the internet and the social mm-hmm. media. And so I think she's just trying to keep up with everybody.
Look, you do what you have to do. I will. This is not really social media, and I might go off a little topic here. But my grandfather, he is with the technology. He wants to know about everything. He's on WhatsApp.
Wow.
He ain't on Facebook, but he does like to text people now. And here's the funny thing about him. When he's text messaging us in like our group chats and stuff, he always says who it is at the end, like he's signing his name.
Oh, that's because
he doesn't
so
know
cute.
That we know that it's him. So he'll say what he says, like, hey, good morning, everybody. Love you guys. This is Pops. Like, you know, like he always signs like his name at the bottom.
I love it.
But it's just like, it's funny. Like, you can't really explain to him, like, oh, we know who you are because we have your number saved on our phone.
That's so cute.
But I'll text him happy birthday. He don't text me back, but I know that he gets it. He just doesn't really yeah. know how to respond to it. He might be responding somewhere, maybe just not directly to me.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at with my yeah. grandmother. You know, if she has something to say, like, she'll just jump on Facebook and have this random, like, hey, check your mail. I sent you a letter.
Oh, that's
that
cute.
That sort of thing.
So she posted on your wall or she's sending you DMs? Does grandma know how to get into the DMs?
All of it, listen.
Oh, okay.
She thinks it's all connected.
Gotcha. I've seen certain friends, I don't want to call anybody out, but they'll have these conversations on their timeline and they think they're personal. Like, you know, and so I think one I was reading is like, you know, Becky was being a real bitch in Bingo. Like, you know, she was just going off about, she thought she was talking to her, you know, her daughter, but really she was posting it for everybody to see. And then she posted a very inappropriate photo because he was talking about this Becky lady. No. And it was just like, Nana, you know. So I get it. It's social media can be a very confusing place. Yeah. Definitely with the times changing. But it ain't all bad.
No.
You know, it's definitely not all bad. But I feel like it does make us a little bit more numb, I guess, to a yeah. lot of different things. Because we see a lot of stuff on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, and it really affects us sometimes from, say, all these riot videos or, you know, these cop videos. Like, you see things that you wouldn't normally see. Because what are people doing when something happens? Grabbing their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're holding them up to put it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you only see that one person's point of view. You don't know what happened 5 minutes before that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what happened 10 seconds before that. You just get the part where somebody picks up their phone and they say, oh, I'm recording this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes that person's story. And then what happens? We don't know. So it's like we're in this weird limbo of social media. Is it really that good? Like, can we survive this new world that we're in now without social media?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
Dude, I'm sorry. I had to get it off my chest.
Well, unload.
You know?
No, put it all on the table, John.
I'm trying. It's just,
oh, hell. I don't even know where to go, where to start with that. You know, it's... I'll start out with how I like to look at social media.
Okay. Explain to me how you see social media.
It's like the Force.
Okay.
In Star like Wars.
The Star Wars Force. Yes. The fictional thing that's yeah. made up by LucasArts. Okay, go for
George
it.
George Lucas.
Same thing.
He created it. but yeah, I look at it as the Force. You know, it's there. You know, it's it's in every living thing flows okay. through everything. But anyway, nerding out over
no,
here.
No, you're fine. You can. However you want to describe it. You know, I can't stop you.
You know, so it's there. It's there for, you know, and it'll probably be there forever. But it's how you use social media. You know, you're going to use it for the dark side, okay. You know, or you're going to be, you know, the Jedi Knight over here using it for good. It depends on the person.
I mean,
that's how I kind of it look
does,
at it.
Okay. It does depend on the person, but do you really think we need over, I think I read 1.3 trillion hours of cat videos on social media? Like, how do we explain that?
Listen, somebody loves it.
Is it making us dumber, though? Like, is it really bringing society down to where, say, aliens come and they're doing research?
I'm waiting for the aliens.
And they're just like, yo, these people just watch cat videos all day. Like, how do we answer to that? So is it a...
Well, obviously, you know... <they're>,
explain yourself.
With anything, there needs to be... what was the word that I'm
moderation?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Learned
John.
That one this week.
Yes, everything in moderation. I learned that from World of Warcraft.
Wow, you're really showing your nerdy side tonight.
I am.
Okay.
But no, but yes, you need to, you know, there's comes to a certain point where, and we're seeing it now, you know, like you were saying with all these videos, these negative things that are coming up. I mean, it's obviously going to bother you in some way or another. You know, I feel like I'm having heart palpitations most of the time when I'm scrolling through my news feed.
Yeah.
Now, I do have quite a few friends that like to post those funny memes, which I appreciate.
We all appreciate those memes.
I appreciate, you know, and the positive words that you're good with doing, you know, it reminds us that there is good in the world.
You know, and that's why I post so much positive stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's posting negative stuff. If I can take 2 seconds out of my day, post something positive, and I can at least affect one or two people. That's all I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm like, somebody needed to hear this today. Might not have been you, but the person next to you came in like, man, I'm going through the same thing.
Exactly.
That touches me a little bit. Thank you, JY. But like, that's your daily dose of happiness.
Right.
So, but I get it. I mean, social media, Facebook, probably, I think, out of all the social media platforms, besides TikTok, I think Facebook and TikTok are kind of neck and neck right now. I don't know if you're a lot on the Instagram stuff. I don't see a lot of political stuff or crazy stuff on Instagram.
No, I don't really see too
but
much.
On TikTok and Facebook, they're kind of like the number one news sources for a lot of these younger people.
I haven't jumped on the TikTok bandwagon yet.
I don't know if you can jump on much longer. It's about to get banned.
Is it?
That's what they say anyway. It's all these news stories. Trump bans TikTok. TikTok's the devil. There's all these stories about TikTok. And look,
That's how you use it.
You're right. And I will say, as a social media platform, TikTok, it was a lot like Vine. I don't know if you remember Vine. Mm. Were you? You didn't get into the Vines or anything?
No, I don't even think I've heard of that.
How? Where have you been? Have you not heard of Vine?
Listen.
There wouldn't be no TikTok without Vine. Anyway.
Well, I'm not even on TikTok, so.
Jesus. So basically, Vine was another company like TikTok. They made these short 10 to 6-second videos, whatever. It was kind of the same thing. Same principle, just a lot less twerking.
Okay. That
makes any sense.
Sure.
But you have these influencers.
Okay.
And these influencers will go on there. And they'll get a lot of people to, you know, give them a thumbs up, give them a heart, because that's what people are using to validate, you know, their existence now. How many followers can I get? How many likes can I get? They don't care if you're happy. They don't care if you're sad. I mean, it just turns into a contest of how many friends I can get. It's like a popularity contest.
Well, that's another issue with social media. And there can be a lot of disinformation with that, too, you know, because you can put a picture on Instagram or mm-hmm. Facebook or any social media platform, and you see the picture and you see like this happy-go-lucky person, you know, living the life or whatever. But is that really what's going on, or is that what they want you
most
to?
Most likely not.
Yeah.
There's no real emotion behind any of that stuff. You don't know what a person's going through. You can have a person that has 20 million followers. Every day they post about them doing their makeup, going out eating, breakfast with friends, brunch. There's so many brunch posts out there, but then they commit suicide the next day. And then everybody's like, yo, what happened? Wait a minute. Why did such and such commit suicide? And it really is because ain't nobody check on them. Nobody's stopping to say, yo, are you happy? Yo, are you okay? And no, they're not doing that. It's all of a sudden there's another dead person and everybody's confused. But the confusion is social media is getting in the way and it's clouding everybody that they can't see that this person's in pain. They can't see that this person's really going through something. They just see all the happiness about it.
Well, I think that's why people need to not take things at face value. You know, especially if these are your real life friends, you know?
That's the thing about social media, though. A lot of social media is they ain't your real friends. They don't care really about you. It's a popularity contest. True. You can have 1.2 million followers and maybe only know 10 of those. So who's really going to take their time out of their day basically trying to check on a stranger and say, yo, you good? Because I'm not. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I follow people that are quote unquote celebrities. We're going to say celebrities, but they're kind of the new celebrities. These influencers that are on TikTok and YouTube, they make these vlog videos. They go out and they do all these crazy, exciting, fun things. And it's like, it's great. I want to be a TikToker. I want to be a YouTuber. You know, we've all had that weird dream. But at the end of the day, nobody's like, hey, yo, man, you good? I noticed in your last video, you're a little down. You want to talk about it? You need anything? Can I do anything for you? No, because they're just assuming everything's perfect and everything's good. But then what do we do with these influencers? Do we keep letting them get this power? Should we try to ban all influencers? Because it is a type of income. You make a living off of this stuff. You know, people make documentaries and stuff like that. Same thing, just on a smaller platform. So
true. But I'm just going to throw it out there that I think we had a little miscommunication.
Did we? Did I go off a little bit?
No. I think we were talking about two different things. But no, I'll go back to what I was talking about. But yes, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you know, it's true, you know, because you don't know these people. That's another point. That there's just not that, you know, it's I don't know what else to say other than we're so connected, but we're so, you know,
unconnected.
Exactly.
So you're telling me that we need to turn off social media for one night and come face to face.
Yes.
And have real-life conversations.
Yes.
Amongst our family and friends.
Yes.
Maybe like they need to bring something to the table.
Oh my gosh.
And just figure this whole thing out.
Right? Like, you know, we should just put on this podcast that we found maybe, the other day. You know, listen maybe, to what they had to say. Oh, why don't we discuss these topics that they brought up?
Yeah, I think maybe we're on to something, you know?
I think we are too.
It's weird. I mean, because at the end of the day, we're going to promote this podcast on social media.
That's right.
And if you ain't on social media to hear we posting, then where we get the listeners from?
Right? Exactly.
So it's a vicious cycle.
It is a vicious cycle.
Like, it's all coming to me now. It's right. All just clicking. It's like,
we're part of the problem.
We're stuck. We're stuck in this weird loop. It's like Groundhog's true. Day. It just keeps repeating itself over and over.
It's like the Force. You use it for the dark side or the light.
I don't know about this Force thing. I think you just
don't understand it. It's okay.
I'm sorry that I can't be as much as a nerd as you. I'm really trying. Trust me, I'm trying to be there. But I can talk about a whole nother nerdy thing you wouldn't know anything about.
Probably not. But that's okay. We have our differences, but we can still come together to the table.
Oh, see, look, bring it all back together.
Exactly.
So, look. Social media.
Social media.
Is it good or bad?
It's the Force.
That's it?
That's the way I'm starting to look at it. But no, it is. There's good aspects and there's bad aspects, if you really want to put a name to it.
Okay.
And it's kind of where we had our miscommunication. We were talking about two different things earlier. You know, you were talking about the influencers and I was making it more personal where, you know, you'll have, you know, your actual real life friend who will post all these pictures, you know, of them living the life, living the dream, you know. But, you know, if you haven't checked in on them in a while, is that really what they're, is that the life they're really living right now? Or are they really having issues, you know? And that's where we do need to put down social media and actually pick up the phone, call, or go over, visit them. I know that's not really a thing anymore these days.
Hey, don't be coming over to my place. Right now, we are not in the same room. She in her place, I'm in my place. We social distancing.
He lying.
I am lying.
We are actually at a round table.
Hey, the only way we can do this podcast is by bringing it to the table. And so that's what we're doing, you know. We are staying safe, though. You know, let's put that out there.
Yeah. 6 feet.
I don't know if this is 6 feet.
We're social distancing. Which I don't even like that term. It bothers me for some reason.
What, social distancing?
Yes.
What you mean?
Why does it
bother you so much?
I don't know what social distancing. I don't like it.
I mean, I've been social distancing for years now. I don't like crowded places. I don't like being around people.
Right.
I drink alone all the time. And I'm convinced that it's not a drinking problem. I'm just social distancing.
There you go.
You know, I can use this to my advantage. So, yeah, I'm completely okay with social distancing.
It's like I've been doing this for years.
Yeah, I've been preparing for this moment. What, I don't have to go to a store? I can get stuff delivered to my house? Wait a minute. Okay. And so when we started this whole social distancing thing, social media played a big part.
That's true.
That's how we got the word out about a lot of things. Yeah. You know, we might have not been getting the right facts about everything, but I mean, social media really helped people stay connected. I mean, FaceTiming was huge.
Oh, yeah.
We had Zoom come out of this. I think Skype stock went back up.
Oh, yeah.
People were just FaceTiming more than, and I always like to use FaceTime because I feel like we're in the future. Like, if I have an opportunity to talk to somebody and I can be face to face, even though it's through a camera, I would rather take that than a quick text message or something on Facebook. And most of the time, say your birthday comes around, you get all these birthday messages on social media. I ain't talked to you all year. Why are you telling me happy birthday now? Because of a notification on Facebook told you, hey, by the way, it's John's birthday. Why don't you wish him a happy birthday?
Listen, I'm bad with dates, so I appreciate that.
No, and look, I am horrible with dates. I love that too, but at the same time, I'm not going to be posting on your social media happy birthday. I might do it if I really care about you, but I'm going to try to either call you or send you a personal text message.
Well, yeah.
So it's just
and I
like
do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like everybody gets so caught up and the whole social media thing and whatever.
Well, it also makes it easy. You know, you can just, okay, you know, show that you care and just post something on their wall.
Yeah, but do you care or does it just become habit? You know? It's like, are they really caring or is it just, it's almost like a reflex. It's like, oh shit, it's such and such a birthday. Look, I stop personally writing happy birthday on people's walls if I haven't talked to them in years.
Because
I feel like,
be nice.
I feel like it's rude. Why am I going to go out of my way to be like, oh, happy birthday, Brandon. I know we ain't talked in about 15 years, but I got this notification that came to me that said it's Brandon's birthday.
Well,
we wanted to say happy birthday.
You took the time to say happy birthday.
And I guess that's all people want. I guess I don't even know what the argument is anymore.
Neither do I.
But it's just like, just whatever. Happy birthday, Brandon. If you're listening right now, I saw that was your birthday the other day. I didn't respond to it. I said, I ain't talked to Brandon in 6 years. Why am I going to tell him happy birthday? He don't want to hear from me.
It might make his day. Like, oh, haven't heard from this person in so long.
For the longest time, I'm going to be real with you. We've been real all night.
That's all I want.
I'm coming straight up. Me and Ashley's relationship were strictly based on happy birthdays.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I never told you happy birthday on social media.
You have.
I have?
Because there's a feature on Facebook where you can go and see.
Wow.
It's called Friend History. So you can take one person and you click a button and it shows you your entire history on social media with that friend.
That's a thing?
That is a thing. And when I clicked on it, it showed me the only time we really reached out and talked to each other was just to say happy birthday.
Well, you know what? I took the time to say happy birthday.
Yeah, but you didn't take the time to ask me if I was okay.
That's true,
though. I was struggling a lot of those times.
Well, And so was I.
We were both struggling.
I was in my dark ages.
Look, I'm just as bad as it is you. That's just what I'm saying. It's like, it's a weird limbo back and forth. Is social media good for society? Is it bad for society? Like, you know, there are the benefits of social media, but there are also the negatives of social media. And I don't think we're ever going to find that real balance.
Probably not.
But yeah, so check it out. If you can look up friend history, you'll be amazed.
I'm kind of interested to see.
I'm going to show you later after the show. And you're just going to clearly see, happy birthday, happy birthday. And that it just shows a timeline of us saying happy
That's
birthday
back
and forth.
That's all I was capable of, John.
And sometimes I would get a JY.
Yeah.
I would get a random JY from you or a part five. And then I would be, and I'll say something back to you, but that was it. We wouldn't continue a conversation. It's like we wanted to reach out and we wanted to say something, but we never did. It's like we tried, but then we pulled away.
We had a lot
going on,
John.
But then we stopped.
Well, I guess so. That's a good point. You know, we both, during those times, we were in our dark ages, but we didn't reach out personally and say, hey, how are you doing?
And a part of me wishes, and this is just me looking back, I wish I would have did more.
Me too.
And this is just me just learning now, because it's just like, ever since you come back into my life, and then once again, I'm being real. Ever since you've come more back into my life, we've been talking more on a personal level, text message, phone calls. There's something that clicked in my brain. I don't know what it is. I was just like, yo, I miss this.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I really miss talking to this person all the time.
Yeah, actually talking.
Yeah, actually having a face-to-face or conversation besides that. Oh, happy birthday.
Right?
And I was just like... When did she get so cool? Like, right. You know, it was like one of those things like, yo, did y'all know? Hey, what? Did y'all know how cool this girl was? Like, you just miss out on so much. And so now I do kind of go through my friend list. I'm like, who haven't I talked to in a long time? And I'll reach out and be like, yo, man, how's it going? I did that to a person I haven't talked to in 6 years. Maybe yesterday I sent them a message on social media.
Wow.
And I said, hey, man, I know times have been rough. I just wanted to check in and see how you were doing, how you and the family doing, you know? And that was me reaching out there. I ain't getting a response back.
Well, that's inspiring.
But the fact that I did it, though, but that was kind of like the same thing I did to you. I did the same thing with you. I was just kind of like, yo, how are you doing? You know, like, tell me, like, what's going on with you? Because I didn't really know. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have social media.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm following your life day by day. And there's a lot of, like, gaps in social media. You don't get to see everything. You see glimpses of people's lives. But I don't really know. So I sent you, slid into your DMs, as the kids would say. And I said, yo, how are you doing? Like, you know, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, I remember, like, hey, it's JY. Like,
talk to me, you know?
You know?
I was like, I hope she remembers me is what I was trying to figure out.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But, you know, that goes back to what we were saying earlier. You know, back then, you know, I don't remember what you were posting and I don't really remember what I was posting. But obviously, neither of us thought we were having any issues. And that brings up the point that we were talking about.
Yeah.
You just, you know, there's so much that goes on behind the picture.
Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, the way we're going to wrap this up is we're going to issue a challenge. You know, go on social media.
Ooh, I like it.
Reach out to 5 or 6 people and just ask how they're doing. That's all we're asking. You know, ask how they're doing. You know, message us, ask how we're doing. You know, we're both going to answer you. We'll be very open. Hit us up on our DMs on Instagram. You know, that's where you can find us right now. That's the only platform we're on. We're trying to minimalize the social media thing.
Yes.
We don't want to be all over the place, but we just on Instagram right now. We do have personal Facebook pages that we're not necessarily putting out there, but definitely find us on Instagram.
Yeah.
And let us know how your journey goes. Let us know about those 5 people you reached out to. You know, we want to hear your story. Eventually, we want to bring some of you guys in to the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hear from you. I mean, these topics are only going to get more and more, you know, deep, I guess.
Yes, exactly. We started out kind of light.
Yeah, we wanted the first episode to be kind of lighter. We didn't want to be like that Oprah moment where it's kind of like, oh, so your dad touched you where?
Right.
You know, we didn't want to make you cry like
exactly.
Right off the top. So
like,
we wanted
these people we can't handle,
you know,
right now.
Social media is a fun way to kind of go back and forth. Is it negative? Is it positive?
Exactly.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
We can only use it in the good way as the Force would be.
Yes, thank you. You know,
I'm jumping on board. And so we got to use the Force in the right way.
Absolutely.
Force being social media.
Absolutely.
So that might be the name of this episode. That's like, I don't know.
I mean, I will go with that. That works for me.
We'll figure it out. But Ashley, do you have anything to say to the people before we get out of here?
Well, everyone, I want to say thank you for listening to our very first episode of Bring Something to the Table.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun.
It was actually really good.
I think
good.
It was a lot of fun. But thank you guys for listening. Like, comment, subscribe. Follow us on any podcast platform, Spotify, iTunes, Google.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple, all those things, Anchor. And thank you guys for listening. And we'll talk to you soon.
See you next time.
Yo, what are we going to bring to the table?